Hey GWA backstage, this is Lady coming to you live from the Lady Lair.
Just kind of perusing backstage here, and I came across the Lipton questionnaire, and I was a huge fan of Inside the Actor's Studio all throughout high school. Any chance I got, I would be watching it. It didn't matter who the actor was or how old the episode was. I was watching it. And I think probably my favorite episode was the Bradley Cooper one, because for those of you that may or may not know, Bradley Cooper actually was a student there. And to see him on stage as a guest was just unreal. I got pretty choked up about it, as he did, and I'm sure you can imagine. But if you haven't seen that episode yet, I implore you, please, please go. It's just beautiful to see everything come full circle, so... The questions at the very end were my favorite part, so coming across this really, really, really made me happy. I'm going to take a stab at them. So I will be answering the question directly, but I'll also answer in a GWA style too. So the first question is, what is your favorite word? Mine, as cheesy as it is love. Now, love comes in many shapes and forms, and I'm a firm believer that everybody has the right to feel that. My favorite word in the bedroom is cock, though. Number two, what is your least favorite word? Fear. Fear is a nasty son of a bitch, and if you let it rule your life, then you will not be living. No one wants to live a life of fear. You can harness fear and use it as a motivator, but to let it override you, I think, is one of the worst ways to go out in this world. My least favorite word in the bedroom. I wouldn't say I have a least favorite word in the bedroom, but I think there's nicer ways of saying things. I don't mind name calling, but being called stupid or dumb in addition to a name kind of throws me off. So number three, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Vulnerability. In and out of the bedroom. To see someone completely in their element, all fear, all insecurities stripped away, and are just completely, purely themselves, is the biggest turn on for me. I don't care if you are playing an instrument or reciting something from your favorite book, painting. To see somebody completely liberated and free in that moment within vulnerability is such a... That's the purity of an experience for me. What turns you off? Being rude. Like, there's no need to make a snipe comment or make someone feel bad for no particular reason except for self-gain. That is just not something I need in my life, not something I condone. So if I see it, I move along. If I see it being done to those who can't speak up for themselves, I will unleash my white tiger on you. So, fair warning. People deserve respect, and those who are disrespectful, I really can't tolerate. What is your favorite curse word? In and out of the bedroom is fuck. Yeah, I say fuck all the time. And I shouldn't, because it's not necessarily a ladylike thing to say, but you can say it in when receiving pleasure, or if you're upset, or if you just want something, if you are trying to console somebody, fuck, that sucks, you know? Fuck is my favorite curse word. What sound or noise do you love? I love hearing someone smile.
There is a very noticeable exhale when someone lets everything go and is completely consumed by happiness. Hearing someone smile is my favorite, and then in the bedroom is hearing somebody come. Aside from moans and whimpering, that turns me on immediately, if not me coming right at that moment too. What sound or noise do you hate? I hate hearing people in agony, in pain, in things that they shouldn't be feeling. And in the bedroom, someone that is uncomfortable in the non-pleasurable sense. Because nobody wants that. We should all be comfortable in that. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? I really wanted to be a pilot. I spent a lot of my childhood at the airport and listening to the air traffic controllers and such, flight simulations and things like that. So that's something I really wanted to do. And to be a dermatologist. I won't go into too much detail, but the graphic videos on YouTube right now of dermatology, I find really fascinating. I have a very thick skin about it. And I really enjoy the simple extractions and mild operations. It's fun for me. What profession would you not like to do? I think a veterinarian. To see animals in pain or discomfort would really, really churn my stomach. And as great and amazing as the profession is, I don't think I could stomach that, nor could my heart. The last question, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Welcome. All of your friends and family are waiting for you. Just have like a big reunion, lots of food, some wine, laughter, games, lots of hugs. It would be nice to see a lot of amazing people that I've lost again. And thus concludes the Lipton questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed, and I look forward to hearing more responses from everybody. Stay safe. All the best to everyone. Wear gloves, wash your hands. Call family and friends. They might need it. You might not know that you needed it too. And please, 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 please go see the Bradley Cooper Inside the Actor's Studio video. It is unreal. And maybe have a tissue by because it's super sweet. So have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you guys later. Bye.